Marianne's going into the fifth grade, right, Marianne? All right. Let me get the mic down. Is that good right there? All right.
I really enjoyed getting to know, getting to go to the wilds, and God really spoke to me about using kind words and being careful and trying to think of what that person's reaction will be when you say something to them. And thank you for praying for me and everyone else. I really felt your prayers.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Marianne. Amen. Thank you so much. And I just enjoyed, of course, I picked Marianne up on the way to take home. They got home on the van, and I just knew the Lord had worked. She couldn't just stop talking about just all the things that took place at camp. And I look for that. I look for the kids smiling. I look for the kids' response. But even though they were exhausted, which I could tell that too, you know, you got, they've been staying up late, talking late night talks. Laura, you remember those at Pensacola? I've heard there's been a lot of late night talks there too, and, just the different times. But, you know, those are so special times they'll never forget. And, church, you remember Wednesday night and the past couple of weeks, we've been praying over these names of each and every one of them. And, the Lord has heard our cry. And he's working, and we'll continue to see fruit that rains. Mia, you come up and share your testimony. Mia's going to be a senior this coming year at Athens Christian, and it's just been a blessing to see the Lord work in her life. Went on the missions trip too, right? Amen.
Okay. I'm quite literally terrified to speak in public. My heart is like beating out of my chest right now.
You're doing great. You're doing great.
But I just thought that it should be said, my like life, I've been having trouble trusting God and things like that. And with my one-on-one time with my counselor, we were talking about like doubts and stuff, because I've been having doubts. And she told me to trust God, and like not even 5 minutes after that, someone had a shirt on and it said, "Always trust God" on it. We were like, "No way." We were like, "No way it says that." And then, I think it was the night service, like right after that, Pastor Dean Miller said something about to trust God is to love God, and to love God is to obey him. And I was like, this is crazy. This is happening. And I just wanted to come and ask for prayers on trusting him for like day-by-day instruction and stuff.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mia. Praise the Lord. That was great. Thrills my heart. Amen. It thrills my heart to see these young people, because I know these young people. Some of them are just like you, like they said, they do not like being up in front of crowds. And that's a work of God's Spirit to see them come up and to do that. And thank you for your courage, young people, to be able to testify for the Lord. They are beautiful. These testimonies are beautiful. And we thank the Lord. Someone else, anybody else, juniors or teens that'd like to give testimony, I want to just give you that opportunity. I think we'll probably have some next week as well, Lord willing, everything works out. We do have, I believe Daniel wants to share, and then we'll have, Daniel will share his. Then we'll have show a short video from the wilds that they make every week. We're not going to show the whole thing. It's pretty long, but we do want to show you about the last 2 minutes that just gives some highlights of some pictures. But then Pastor Egerdahl gives a message to the juniors of that week. So, Daniel.
Thank you for these testimonies so far. They've been really encouraging.
Amen.
This has been our third opportunity to take our juniors to the wilds, and it's always a great time. We love taking them up there and walking up the stairs, hearing the great messages, and walking up the stairs some more, hearing what God is doing in those kids' lives, and walking upstairs some more. If you've not been to the wilds, it is a great encouragement, but be ready to walk up some stairs. So a couple things that I wanted to highlight from our time up there. There were a couple messages. Marianne alluded to one of them, speaking with love, using your words to show love. Mm. And then the final message to the juniors was the fear of man. And, you know, that's something that I love the way that Pastor Eggerdahl spoke. He spoke in a way that the kids were getting it, but it was also challenging to all the adults in the room as well.
Mm.
Not having the fear of man, but instead obeying God, trusting in Him, having the fear of the Lord rather than the fear of man.
Right.
I did want to let all of you know, especially the teens right now, when I was 16, God really used the wilds in my life. So that was 10 years ago now. Went to a teen weekend, and the speaker was evangelist Brent Savinsky, and he was preaching from Colossians 3 about putting to death the flesh and putting on Christ. And through that time, 10 years ago, God got a hold of my heart.
Mm.
And it was that weekend that I fully surrendered to whatever ministry
Amen.
God would have me do.
Amen.
So if you've not been to the wilds, young people, I encourage you, go when you can. Take that opportunity. And for those of you who have gone, as Natalie mentioned that verse from 2 Timothy, it says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, know of whom thou hast learned them. Verse 15, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Continue in those things you've heard. Continue in those things that you have learned. And know you have this community of believers all around you. I know some of you, I've talked to several of you juniors especially, and you've learned some great things. I know coming up here is a scary thing. I'm not faulting you for it at all. But what I want to encourage you to do is talk to your friends. Talk to your family members. Remember what you have learned.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Brother Daniel. Praise the Lord. Daniel and Jessica going to the wilds with them. Tremendous help. Being able to oversee the junior department in that way. And thank you for all the pictures you guys did. I don't know if that was just Jessica and you, or mainly Jessica. But those, I know, you parents enjoyed that, didn't you? Just getting those updates and being able to see the Lord at work there. But thank you so much for all that you did. And so what we'll do this time, I think there's a song that the juniors will do after, we said after the video, right? So young people that you know who you are that'll be singing here in just a moment, get ready to come up quickly after the video. So are we ready to show the video at this time? All right, let's go ahead and do that now. All right, young people that are going to sing can make their way up. Daniel is going to, Daniel and Jessica are going to help with that. All right, we can go ahead and get those lights, Brother Rick.
Over the last month and a half in the children's programs, we've been talking about loving each other better, how to treat someone new, how to be hospitable. So Jessica actually shared the song with me about a month and a half ago that helps us realize how we're supposed to love. Loving with our words is important, but also loving in the way we treat others with our hands and
feet. Yes. Amen. Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen. That was wonderful, young people. What a message that is. That goes for all of us. Amen. We show our love through our action. And we are trusting the Lord to help us in that.